What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Me? Nothing. Just hanging around. What's up, everybody? My name is Scott, and you're watching Kentucky Ballistics, and today we're going to be talking about brush guns. What is a brush gun, you ask? Well, it's something that is compact, powerful, slinging a big bullet, and ideal for hunting in thick woods. Well, today I have several popular calibers that are ideal for brush guns, and we're gonna put them to the test. So today we are going to be hanging out in the woods with a Ballistic Dummy Labs Zombie Bear Head and some thick brush. I'm gonna shoot through the brush with each brush gun and see which one is better at defeating vegetation and still hitting your target. I am very excited to put these things to the test and see what our results are. So let's go get set up and get started.
Ow! Sword!
Up first is going to be the classic 30-30, but this is not your average 30-30 lever action. This thing was made in collaboration with Ranger Point and Precision and Brett's Bullet Blasters. They did an amazing job. It has a custom camo and all kinds of cool logos and Easter eggs on it. Right here by the loading gate is my favorite. It says, not for thumb. On the other side, you have my logo, the T-Rex, and all kinds of other stuff. I absolutely love this thing. Now, let's take a 30-30, 170 grain soft point and see if we can hit Mr. Bear through all this brush. Okay, it's very hard to see him through the brush, but I guess that's kind of the point. Let's see if I can hit him. Here we go. Let's go check it out. Okay. Let's check out Mr. Bear. Oh, he just nicked him. When I'm aiming through the brush, it is very difficult to see the bear, but I can make out kind of the outline of him. I was aiming, I thought, for somewhere down here, but we just kind of nicked him, skimmed across the top of his head. Very interesting results. Let's move on to our next caliber. Up next is going to be 44 Magnum. I have a Henry lever action 44 Magnum that is all blacked out, and I'll be loaded up with some Underwood ammo, 44 mag, 340 grain hard cast, plus P. This is a big, heavy bullet and should be ideal for making it through brush. Okay, let's see if we can hit Mr. Bear. Man, it's really hard to see him. Oh, I see him, here we go. All right, let's go check that out. Okay, looks like we had a pretty good hit on Mr. Bear that time. That 44 Magnum did the trick, but I was a little to the left. I took a practice shot with this rifle off camera before I shot, and it was pretty dead on. So I was still a little off, but we had a good hit. Looks like we did some damage. I'm not really sure. Oh, here's the bullet. It's at the very back of this bear head. That is insane. Wow. I'd say the 44 Magnum didn't do half bad, but let's move on to our next caliber that's a little bit bigger. Up next, we are going to step it up to 450 Bushmaster. And again, we have a very cool custom lever action. This one is made by Mad Pig Customs. They did an awesome job on it. And I'm gonna be loaded up with some 300 grain 450 Bushmaster flat points. Okay. Trying to see him. Oh no. I went to load in my round and it caught on my jacket. Never had that happen before, but now I'll be thinking about it next time, you know? That right there could have cost me. That bear would be chewing on my face by now. I can't get it out. Ah, there we go, I'm free. All right. Where's that bear at? I can't, there he is. Okay, here I go. I'm not sure. So again, it looks like we had a hit but barely. Just kind of skimmed his teeth right here and then shot off this way through the woods. Again, I believe I was aiming center, but hit to the left, and consistently hitting to the left today with everything we throw at this bear. I guess whatever this brush is made out of, it likes to deflect to the left. Let's move on to our next caliber and see if we can do any better. Up next is gonna be another classic, the 4570. This is a Marlin 4570, and I'll be loaded up with some Underwood ammo, 4570, 430 grain hard cast.
Okay, I think I see him. Let's see, here we go.
Let's go check it out.
Okay, well, it looks like we hit the bear in the same spot again. We hit his right eye, and you can see that wound channel goes all the way through,
and then we actually came out the back this time with the 4570. So the 4570 seemed pretty effective, made it through the entire bear head, but I will say, I think that all of these shots to the left is definitely me. Whatever I'm seeing, I think it's the center, but obviously it's not, because everything is consistently to the left. So I'm gonna go ahead and chalk that up to that's just where I'm aiming. I think the 4570 did a great job. Let's move on to our next caliber. Up next, we are gonna move on to one of my favorite calibers, the 500 Smith & Wesson Magnum. This is a Big Horn Armory spike driver, chambered in 500 Magnum, and I'll be using an Underwood ammo, 500 grain flat point.
Okay, having trouble seeing him. Sunlight is hitting in a weird way. I think I see him.
I'm not sure. Let's see here. Okay. This time, whatever I was seeing, I purposely aimed to the right a little bit, and what's hilarious is I hit to the right. Hit him just right of his nose. That is a pretty gnarly hit right there. I can see, oh dear. Okay, if I turn him, you can see right in here, it seems the bullet stopped somewhere in there. It is definitely not out the back. I imagine that soft point expanded quite well into the front of this thing and did a lot of damage, but we did not manage to make it all the way through the bear head. It seems that these big, heavy bullets are doing a very good job at cutting through all that vegetation and still hitting the target, even though I can barely see it. No pun intended. From what I've been told, the most common bear protection for hunting guides is gonna be a 12-gauge shotgun with 12-gauge slugs. Well, up next we have a Chiapa triple barrel shotgun, and I will be loaded up with 3 rounds of 12-gauge 1-ounce slugs. That's quite the sight, isn't it? The way this thing works, it only has one trigger. Every time you pull the trigger, it cycles to the next barrel.
Let's see. Okay, I can actually see him. Here we go.
Okay, well, it looks like we hit the bear, but I'm pretty sure all 3 shots were low. I did not take a practice shot with this, probably should have, but it looks like its point of aim is a little low at this distance, because all 3 hit somewhere in this area. We definitely hit here, and then to the left here. Again, to the left today, but I would say if we would have had a good hit with that 12 gauge, it would definitely be pretty effective. So we have learned how effective these brush guns would be if we were faced with a bear about 20 yards away through some heavy brush, but how effective would they be if you encountered this bear point blank? We're gonna start out with 30-30. Here we go. The scream didn't help much, that's for sure. I hit right there, and it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of
energy transfer. It didn't even look like I hit it, honestly. Up next is gonna be 44 Magnum. Here we go. Ah! Again, not a whole lot. We hit right there. Pretty sure we probably came close to making it through, but not seeing a lot of energy transfer and jiggle on Mr. Bear here. Up next is gonna be 450 Bushmaster. Gonna aim a little higher this time. Ah! We hit right here, and you can see we did quite a bit of damage right there. I'm not really sure which ones are making it through and which ones aren't. I don't know. Up next is gonna be the good old 4570. All right, here we go. Ah! I'd say that would do it. Now we hit a good clean hit right there, and I would almost guarantee that went completely through the bear and the table. Now for the 500 Magnum with the 500 grain flat point. Here we go. Ah! Oh! I love the way this one ejects. Ejects from the top here. Very cool feature. We hit right there. And I am not seeing an exit hole, but I would say that would probably be a pretty effective shot, especially at a point blank range. And last but not least, the good old 12 gauge with a 1 ounce slug. Let's get way down here. Here we go. Ah! I didn't know which barrel was gonna go off. I put it in the top one. Turns out that's the last one that goes off. I would say that most of those seem pretty effective at point blank ranges, but most of the rounds we use today are all hard casts or hard bullets made for penetrating deep and not really dumping a ton of energy, as we could see. But the 12 gauge slug did dump quite a bit of energy. But next, I wanna use this 500 Magnum one more time. And this time I'm gonna be loaded up with some 275 grain Barnes hollow points. All right, here we go. Let's see how Yogi the Bear likes this. Ah. Yeah, I'd say we did it. So let's inspect our bear. As you can see here, we have lots of hits and lots of damage. I don't know. Looks like we do have one bullet right here. And we have a bullet here. It's really difficult to say, but it doesn't seem to me that we had that many bullets today pass completely through this bear head. Take into consideration that this is a ballistic replica of a grizzly bear, not a real life grizzly bear. Not only is it sitting still and not chasing you at 30 miles per hour, but I would say that a real life bear would be a lot tougher than this. So honestly, I don't even know if I'd carry a brush gun at this point. I'd probably just carry a Barrett and a backup Barrett. I hope you learned something today, and I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, be sure and give it a like, and make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future awesome content. And if you want to pick up a nifty Kentucky Ballistics t-shirt, there's a link in the description down below to KentuckyBallistics.com. And as always, my name is Scott. Thank you so much for watching Kentucky Ballistics. I'll see you next time.